Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. It's our Two-Lane Tuesday segment, and it's brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We're joined by the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, had a big win Saturday night over Duke, Coach John Summerall. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations, and I know you've had a lot of time to digest the game Saturday, but you played a good football team, a lot of spotlight certainly on the quarterback, but your quarterback played pretty damn good too.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. Big win, man. Awesome environment Saturday night at Yulman Stadium. Our crowd was amazing. Yeah. It was a sellout. Had a huge impact, I think, on the game. But our guys played good. You know, I think there was a lot of talk going into the game, and understandably so, about Darian's return. But I think, you know, our team made it about the team and really focused on what we could do to play the best version of ourselves we could football-wise. And in some areas we did. We still got a lot of ways we got to grow. We're not quite a complete product by any stretch of the imagination. But we found a way to get the win. We opened up really fast. Did some things really good early in the game and could have finished a little bit better. You know, we had two fourth down situations, one with the ball in our hands. We're up by 18 points, and we didn't convert on a fourth and one. And then we gave up a fourth and 14 while we were up by 18 points. And if you convert that one and you stop the long one, the game's probably, you know, maybe finished a little bit sooner, which we would have liked to have gotten done the right way. But our guys will learn through it and hopefully use that moving forward.
Coach, all I know is I've been getting a lot of text and people calling me, hey, can you do a preview of Tulane Ole Miss? Man, I could probably count on one finger the amount of times I've been asked to do that by some of the Ole Miss folks. So it goes to show respect that's given to your football team. I think in a game like this and playing an SEC team and a quality SEC team, no question about it, I think margin of error is going to be short. Cannot turn the football over. And the one thing you know with Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, he's going to be innovative with the game plan, and he's going to utilize his speed to the utmost.
Yeah, you hit on a lot of things there that I think are dead on. You know, the biggest thing is really we got to protect the football. We got to take care of the football. We got to limit their explosive plays. They're really talented, and Lane does a good job schematically of stressing you out. We can't give them, you know, big plays. We got to make them earn it. But they're a really good team. I mean, look, since 2021, Ole Miss is the third winningest program in the SEC. Georgia's number one, Alabama's number two, Ole Miss is number three, and you know, they're seventh in the country in wins in that stretch since 2021. They've won 10 games three of the last 4 years, and so. This is one of the premier programs in all of college football right now. And for us to have the opportunity to go play them on the road in a hostile environment, it's going to be a great challenge. It's a great opportunity. Our guys are excited about it, but we got to worry about, you know, the things that we're in control of. And I can't change the fact that they got a lot of good players and maybe, you know, mask any of that. They are who they are. They're really good for a reason. And they've done a great job building that thing up. We just have to put our best foot forward and be prepared to play a really detailed game, a game where we're focused on doing the next thing the best we can and let the chips fall where they may. You know, I tell our guys all the time, put a blanket over the scoreboard other than the down, the distance, and the clock. You know, like the score, I don't care about. Just keep playing. I shouldn't be able to tell what the score is by how we play. And so our guys just want to go see them play the best we can and give ourselves an opportunity to see how we can play.
Coach, I wanted to take you back to the Duke game and highlight one specific moment that I thought was awesome from you and your coaching staff and the decision that you ended up making. So Tulane gets off to the fantastic start. Jake Retzlaff was amazing the entire game. 3 rushing touchdowns in the first half, though. You get off to that big, big early lead, as you had mentioned, 24-3. Duke starts to come back a little bit, and after the Retzlaff fumble, Duke scores a touchdown in the third quarter. All of a sudden, it's 24-16. And Retzlaff has this kind of scramble on 3rd and 10 where he slides a little bit early. So it comes down to 4th and 2. You're close to midfield. You're technically in your own territory at the 45 on that 4th down play. You know, there was talk on the broadcast about momentum, and Duke is starting to seize a little bit of momentum. Coach, you decide to go for it on that 4th down, that 4th and 2. Retzlaff gets it, and then chunk play, chunk play, chunk play, chunk play, touchdown. All of a sudden, Tulane's up 31-16, and the momentum is captured right back. So I want to get your thoughts on what you were thinking during that kind of moment there about seizing momentum back after Duke seemed to be kind of creeping back into the game, and your trust in Retzlaff to get that 4th down in your own territory, extend that drive, and score that massive touchdown.
Yeah, right out of halftime, like you said, it's 24-9 at halftime. We got a 15-point lead. You know, we return a kickoff that was about 4 yards deep. Probably should have kept it in the end zone. We didn't do a great job of coaching that situation up, in my opinion. That's on me. We brought it out, got nailed at like the 10-yard line. Jake scrambles, fumbles the football. We got to clean that up. That can't happen. It's the second time it's happened this season. He's got a hold on the football. He's created a lot of huge plays with his legs, but once he gets out of the pocket and starts running, we got to secure the ball better. And they recover, they go down and punch it in, and next thing you know, we're sitting there, it's 24-16. And you know, it's funny, after he fumbles, I bring him over to the side and I say, listen, here's the deal. 2 things, ball security. Like, once you're downfield, if you feel like there's traffic, double skin it. Like, put 2 arms on it if you got to. I'm good. I'd rather you keep the football than get 2 extra yards. And I said, and listen, slide. Like, once the journey's over, slide. And so the next drive, he's 3rd and 10, like you said, he slid it about 8.5-9 yards. And I said, hey, knucklehead, slide after you get the daggum first down. All right. Like, not before you get the first down. And so like, I thought that was understood. I didn't think I had to say on 3rd down, make sure you get the first. But so we get 4th and 1-ish right there, and we were going to, you know, I wanted to kind of take a look at it. So we lined up, took the timeout, and really what we did is we sent the offense back out. The analytics or the book, what, you know, people tell you, it would tell you to go for it in that situation. And I pay attention to the analytics, but I don't make every decision in line with it. I mean, some of it's, you know, human instinct and kind of flow of the game. To your point, they had kind of captured some momentum. And I really felt like, dadgum, we should be getting a 1st down here. And so I wanted to go get it if we could get it. But what we did, we sent the offense out. We had a 2-play sequence basically on. We had a pass and a run in the play call. And Jake could, at the line, he's going to look to us, and we were going to tell him which one to run. Or if we just gave him a thumbs down, it was going to say, hey, take a delay, and we'll just punt it. And thought about it, looked at it, didn't like the pass, felt like they were playing their safeties a little higher than the work on. Liked the run, took the run, and fortunate to convert there. You know, it's when, as a coach, when it works out, you look like a genius, and when it doesn't, everybody thinks you're the village idiot. But so it worked out, got the conversion, went down and scored, opened the game back up to a 15-point lead, and that was a big sequence there to kind of recapture momentum, if you will.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach, this sounds like a Bobby Hebert question. It's about a quarterback. So, you know, when you play in Ole Miss, that they've had a pretty good lineage of guys that can throw the football. We go to Manning Camp, Charlie and I, and so I get to interview Isaiah Simmons. And I'm like, whoa, look at this big dude here. You know, and so we sit down before the interview and I said, you know, tell me something that maybe I don't know. He said, well, Mr. Mike, I graduated, you know, in May. And I'm like, what? How old are you? He's like 19 years old. I'm like, what? Okay. And then, you know, he goes down with an injury, but then they bring in a guy. You talk about the yin and the yang of quarterbacks, Trinidad Chambliss. I mean, I don't know if he's 6 foot tall. I think he's more along the 5'11 mark. And yet he made it work for Ole Miss. Isaiah went in, threw a touchdown pass, and then he limped off the field pretty bad. How hard it is to get because they are two totally different style quarterbacks from a style standpoint when you have to go up against a team that you're not real sure about who's going to be the starter here against you. And two guys that from a stylistic standpoint are a bit different.
Yeah, they are different. They both have some unique things they do well. I'd say the Simmons kid, the youngster, he's got, like you talked about, he's a taller guy, smart kid, you're dead on. He graduated in 3 years there. He's got a huge arm, can make all the throws, the field access throws. If you're playing off, he can take the hitch all day. He's got plenty of arm to get it there. Very impressive as a thrower. Good runner too, but like his throws, man, it's eye-opening, the arm talent he has. And then Trinidad, the guy that played last week, the Ferris State transfer, man, uber-talented kid. Really one of those kind of guys. When you watch him, it's very natural. It's very instinctive. Just the game comes easy to him. It almost looks like everybody's in slow motion and he's moving a different step ahead or a different speed. And so he's a real challenge, too. For them to have two quarterbacks like that, very fortunate to be able to be in that situation. They both present challenges. Their offense has worked well with either. You know, they are different stylistically, and so we have to have a good understanding of who's in the game at quarterback, and because it does kind of change some things a little bit. A lot of respect to both those guys. I mean, they're both really talented, really good football players.
You get a kick out of this. I was talking to Deuce McAllister last Wednesday, and so, you know, we're talking about Isaiah, not sure if he's going to play or not. And he's like, Mike, if I was his daddy, you know what I'd have done? I'd have told him, you're not playing football anymore. You're going to be a baseball pitcher. Here was a guy, 17 years old, was pitching on the Ole Miss baseball team, and he had a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. I said, listen, next week when I talk to Coach Sobral, I'm going to tell him, I think he wish you maybe talked him out of that, too. And play baseball instead.
Yeah, hey. Well, that baseball money's guaranteed money more. You know, it's bigger checks. These football checks, they're not as guaranteed.
Coach, the pitch and catch part of the game has developed better with you. I think that's something, though, I think when you look at it, I think you would like to see better with your football team. And you can understand a little bit with Ratliff's coming in a little bit later, his camaraderie with his wide receivers. You had an enormous amount of drops. I know that you don't like that part of the game. But that is something from an offensive standpoint. I think you can maybe have the biggest jump in the pitch and catch part of the game.
Yeah, I think we have. I think you're dead on. Week one and week two, I was not pleased with the cleanliness of us, you know, throwing a catchable ball at times and then catching the ones that were catchable. And, you know, this past game, we threw and caught at a much higher percentage. I think it was 17 to 24, maybe, or 25. And then, you know, yards per attempt was almost 10 yards. It was 10 yards per attempt for us. And that was really a big concern of mine going into the game, was Duke was getting a ton of yards per pass attempt and maybe limiting their opponents. Well, we ended up with 10 yards per pass attempt and they ended up with six. And so we won that area of the game. But I really felt like it was a lot cleaner. It has to continue to get that way. I think, you know, to your point, Jake's arrival, I think made some things a little tricky in regards to the throw game being so much about timing and rhythm and understanding, you know, ball placement, location, route concepts, and coverage that is matched to it. And knowing the guy running the route, you know, one guy runs a slant and it may be a slot receiver, a smaller, faster guy. And then another guy, it's a bigger bodied guy. It may be a little bit different type of throw or route. And so I think those are things that are nuanced about maybe knowing the guys you're throwing to and having that rapport. Hopefully we're hitting our stride there. We need to significantly improve. And I think we're headed that direction.
Coach, sticking with Retzlaff, yesterday he was named the American Offensive Player of the Week. 356 total yards of offense, the four rushing touchdowns, as we had mentioned earlier. You know, the thing that's so impressive about me is how comfortable he feels and how, you know, he knows exactly what he wants to do before it happens, right? Whenever he wanted to take off running, it felt like it was a chunk play. Whenever he wanted to kind of sit in the pocket, he had great pocket awareness. Duke has some talent on that defensive line, but he stayed in there, hung in there, made some good throws throughout the course of the contest. I just want to get your thoughts on how comfortable he is. You know, it's so impressive that this is a guy that kind of wound up here just about a month and a half ago, and already he looks so, so poised in this two-lane offense.
Yeah, I think he looked very comfortable. I think it was the most comfortable he's looked holistically within the structure of what we're doing offensively. You could tell he's building confidence. And you said it exactly spot on. They're number seven up front, their edge rusher. He had three sacks the week before in the first half against Illinois, not in the game, but in the first half. And so their front was imposing. They had some talented players, and he played very calm, very poised, and I thought was very collected with how he played the game in the run game and in the throw game. And I thought he just operated maybe at a level where you can start to see he's getting his feet underneath him within this system, this offense.
Coach, I know this week when I look at how the schedule breaks down across college football, last week I think was so much of a focus on, you know, Mensah coming back and playing against his old team at Tulane. But this game has really sort of grown because of the fact Ole Miss beats Arkansas. Now, Arkansas's defense is El Lazio, but, man, Ole Miss was able to make it work. And now Ole Miss comes in here. And you got to go there to play them. This has become a really huge game on the schedule this early in the season, not only locally, but nationally.
Yeah, these are the games you want to play in. You know, I mean, and because they've handled their business in their games, and to this point we've handled ours, you know, they're ranked 13th in the AP and 11th in the coaches' poll. And so I think, you know, both of us are one of, I think there's about seven teams in the country that have beaten two Power Four schools. Us and them are two of the seven or eight. So I think two teams that have been tested, played good football in some spots this year. And they're obviously been a team, like I said, that's one of the winningest teams in college football the last 4 years. And so, and we're hitting our stride in some regards. We got to go handle our business. I mean, these guys are really good. We can't give them anything. You know, I say it all the time, the wave can't beat the wave. We got to make sure we play clean football.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we wish you the best of luck, and all eyes will be on it Tulane, Ole Miss this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Roll wave.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. Thank you, Coach. That was Tulane Tuesday version with head coach John Summerall. And our Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.